Sport on RTE Radio 1.
So here we go, and here's Pádraig Lodge.
Yeah, good morning to you, Anya. Big excitement ahead of the start of the Women's World Cup today, but the start of the tournament has been overshadowed by that early morning shooting close to the centre of Auckland that we were reporting on earlier that left two people plus the gunman dead and six others injured. FIFA said it had been informed it was an isolated incident and the opening match between New Zealand and Norway at Eden Park would go ahead as planned, kicking off at 8 o'clock this morning. 32 countries are taking part in the tournament, which is being jointly hosted by New Zealand and Australia. The Republic of Ireland team managed by Vera Powell will be outsiders when they take on Australia in Sydney at 11 o'clock. The game will be broadcast live on 2FM and on RTE2 television. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue asked Irish goalkeeper Courtney Brosnan to assess the challenge Australia will present today.
We know it's going to be a massive challenge. I think you can see we knew the quality when we played them 2 years ago, and I think, as you said, you can see how they've progressed and grown as a team, and just the quality they have now is unbelievable. So I think we know it's going to be a really difficult game, and I think we want to do everything we can to put our best foot forward and put ourselves in the best position to get a result and obviously play a good game against them and make the country proud.
And have you family over for the game? I mean, you know, it's a gathering of clans as well, really, isn't it, from all over the world?
Yeah, no, unbelievable. My parents and sisters got in this morning, and I've got like 15 to 20 people coming, to be honest. So I got grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, a couple friends coming over, so it's really exciting. I think there was like a family group chat with all the siblings and parents, so it's really cool to see, obviously, as you said, everyone coming together, and they're so excited to cheer us on and, yeah, be our biggest supporters.
It's time to seize the moment, isn't it?
100%.
It's Courtney Brosnan. We'll have a further build-up from Sydney later on in the programme. Well, the World Cup isn't the only major sports event starting today. Play is up and running at the Open Golf Championship in Hoylake. Six Irish players will be in action, and indeed one of them is already underway. So let's cross live to the course and join Greg Allen.
Yeah, play underway just over an hour on a grey but calm morning. The sun is due to make an appearance, though, and the wind to rise, though, during the morning as well and early afternoon. And these are currently actually very good scoring conditions, probably the best of the day. And the man who teed off first here at 25-7, England's Matthew Jordan, a local club member, incidentally, since he was 7 years old. He also made the first birdie of the Open from 20 feet on the second hole. And he's one under after four holes, and the co-leader with New Zealand's Ryan Fox, Scotland's Richie Ramsay, and also Spain's Pablo Larrazábal. 22-year-old Alex Maguire from Leytown and Bettystown is one of six amateur players in the field. The first of his ambitions here, he told me this week, is to challenge for the silver medal for the leading amateur, and he's made a confident start parring the first hole, almost birdied it in fact, had a 25-footer there for birdie, but he's now playing the second on level par. Darren Clark, just short of his 55th birthday, the champion in 2011, is about to get underway in a few minutes. Then at a 9:15, Seamus Power alongside Pádraig Harrington. They've never played before in competition alongside each other. 2019 champion Shane Lowry is underway alongside Ricky Fowler and Bob McIntyre at just around 10:09. And then we have to wait until about 3:00 before Rory McIlroy gets underway alongside John Rahm and Justin Rose. But early stages yet, Jordan, Fox, Larrazábal and Ramsey, the leaders on one under par.
Thanks, Greg. We'll check back in with Greg at 8:30. Denmark's Jonas Vingegaard is on the brink of retaining his Tour de France title after opening up a lead of 7.5 minutes on yesterday's Stage 17. Female inter-county GAA players have suspended their protests after securing commitments from the LGFA and Camogie Association on the development of a player charter. And the Ireland men's basketball team lost to Croatia in their European Championship qualifier. The home side won by 89 points to 49. Next up for Ireland is an away game in Luxembourg next Wednesday.